Boomer Radio on Freedom 95 with your host, Julie Patterson.
Welcome to Boomer Radio. We're glad you are with us. Our first guest, I'm excited about this one, Lori Ingwersen is with us. She is a senior wealth management advisor with The Harvest Group. She's also a certified financial planner and practitioner, and this is what got my interest. She's a certified divorce financial analyst, and I'd not heard of that before. Welcome to the show, Lori.
Thanks for having me, Julie.
So tell me what you do. I know there it's a lot, but kind of sum it up for us.
Well, so I work with individuals and families that are typically going through a transition. Could be retirement, divorce, or a death of a loved one.
Okay. So transition. I like the way you worded that because, you know, we all go through transitions in life. Some are good transitions, some are bad transition. And as we age, you know, we tackle those transitions a little bit differently.
Absolutely.
Tell me, what is the Harvest Wealth Management for Life group? Tell me about your group that you work with.
So the Harvest Wealth Management for Life, we're actually a family team of certified financial planners. And we are primarily working with people that are going through challenging decisions. And we are helping them achieve their financial goals and giving them financial peace of mind. Most people think that financial advisors just handle investments, and when in fact we do so much more than that. We're very proactive in educating our clients on the different elements of what we call Harvest Wealth Management for Life. And that is lifetime financial planning, retirement planning, any kind of life events like I talked about with transition, wealth protection, wealth transfer, credit and lending, really anything that has to do with your financial life.
You mentioned challenging decisions. When I hear that, I think, ooh, challenging decisions mean I'm going to lose money. Somehow I'm going to have to pay for something. Is that silly of me to think?
No, not at all. A challenging decision could mean, can I retire?
Ah.
Do I have enough money? Do I have enough income sources to retire? Could mean, am I going to be okay after my spouse dies if there's a loss of income? Could mean, am I going to be okay if I go through a divorce? So a lot of those decisions can be very scary, and we try to eliminate the unknowns. You can't do that, of course, completely, but with the help of the financial plan that we develop with each of our clients, it's a roadmap to make sure that you are on track and stay on track to meet those goals. And the ultimate goal is to not run out of money before you pass away.
Are there formulas to help you determine that?
Well, so it's really a comprehensive financial plan.
Okay.
There's not an exact formula. You use on one side of the ledger your sources of income. So that could be your Social Security, any government benefits if you have those, as well as income from your investment assets, not just assets that could be invested in the stock market, but you may have real estate that's generating rental income.
Mm-hmm.
All of those assets are on one side of the ledger.
Okay.
And then we look at what your goals are. And what are your goals? Do you have a certain age that you would like to retire? What do you want to do in retirement? Do you have children that you want to fund college education for, or weddings, travel plans, second home? So those are all goals that we want to include in the plan. And then we take a look at what type of risk you have in your portfolio. And then we determine if you're on track by a probability of success. And we use Monte Carlo simulation. So we run 1,000 simulations based on all different types of market returns. And what we're looking for is what percentage of those scenarios are positive. And again, positive meaning money left over at the end.
Interesting. You sound so very smart. So let me ask you, it's been such an interesting market this year. This show is airing in December. We've had some high highs, some low lows.
Oh, yeah.
How do you sleep at night? with all of the swings, swinging down.
It has definitely been a volatile period in the market. That being said, this is not the first time that we've gone through volatile markets. So I would say, number one, you want to make sure that you have a financial plan and you understand how much risk you need to take in order to meet those objectives in the plan. You may have a need for a significant amount of risk in order to meet your goals, or you may not need a lot of risk at all. So making sure that you're properly allocated to meet those goals. And staying focused on that, staying focused on the long term, understanding that this short-term volatility, while it's uncomfortable to look at on a day-to-day basis, long term, as long as you kind of stay focused and are able to ride out this volatility, you'll still be on track to meet those goals. Investing is a marathon. It's not a sprint. So really trying to stay focused on that is very important. Diversification in your investment portfolio is very important as well. You don't want to have all your eggs in one basket, as they say. Mm-hmm. So you want to make sure that you have that proper diversification, and that helps reduce the volatility as well to your portfolio.
Do you feel like risk is tied to age? Because I've always been told that, you know, with my different 401k plans, et cetera. You know, be more risky when you're young, be more conservative when you're old.
So there is, you know, definitely something to consider with your age, but I would say that your goals and your resources are almost more important when it comes to that, because a lot of people would say, well, I'm 70, I need to become more conservative. Well, you could live for another 20 years, mm-hmm. and you have to understand how inflation is going to affect you through your lifetime. So you still will need to have some exposure to growth. But the amount of risk that you take is really based on what your needs are, because okay. somebody could have great resources, but their needs and their expenses are so high that they'll need to take more risk with their investment assets versus somebody that has maybe moderate assets, but they have very moderate expenses, so they don't need to take as much risk with their assets.
Interesting.
So I would say it's not necessarily about age. It's more about resources and goals.
Okay.
My feeling is that expenses drive the plan results more than anything else.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess that makes sense. And you could adjust your expenses if your goals, you don't see how your goals are going to fit into what you have. Does that make sense? No. Anyway, buy that extra pair of boots, or don't go on that vacation, or those kinds of things.
Correct. You. That is a conversation that we will have if necessary. If we feel that somebody is spending too much money and they are at risk of running out, we will make sure that we get it in front of that and have that conversation well in advance of that event happening.
Okay.
And that's why it's so important to have the financial plan in place and also update it on a regular basis. So we're very proactive with our clients and updating that plan and making sure that any life event changes that are happening on their end, we are aware of that and we're making the updates accordingly.
So I like that. You were mentioning, well, when I introduced you, we talked about certified divorce financial analyst. Let's go go to that right now. For those over 50, what is your best advice for a person over 50 that's going through an unexpected divorce or even an expected divorce? I mean,
It's a scary thing, obviously, at any time of your life. But when you're older and your life plans change unexpectedly, it's just a very life-altering event, of course. It can be a scary time. And I would, again, bring it back to the planning process and making sure that the decisions that you make in a divorce agreement, you understand how they are going to affect you, not just on the short term, but how they're going to affect you through your lifetime.
Okay.
A lot of people will think that they want to keep the family home. Well, how is that going to affect you if you can't afford to keep that home? Not only from a mortgage point of view, but also from an upkeep point of view. And that may restrict you from other goals that you have in your life. So it's important not to make rash decisions or emotional decisions. As funny as that sounds in a divorce, try to take the emotion out of your decisions. And by developing a plan that's individual to you, can actually help take the emotion out of that decision. by illustrating to somebody how that will affect them long term can really dramatically change their thought process and then the actual decision that they make.
So it sounds like you kind of talk to people to give them peace of mind as they make financial decisions.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so talk it through.
Absolutely. But talk it through, take some of the uncertainty out of a decision, and let them know they're not the first person that has gone through this, and give them some scenarios that we've seen in the past and how that's affected different people in different ways, I think is comforting.
No, that does make sense. And the fact that you probably have helped navigate many people through divorce.
Absolutely. And I would say that a lot of the times we have clients that become friends and friends that become clients. But when you take the time to really understand each individual situation and what their needs are and what their fears are and what their goals are, it's just such an important thing. You can't just look at what's on paper. You have to understand what drives that individual and how you can get them to where they want to be.
Excellent. We are speaking with Lori Ingerson. She is a senior wealth management advisor with the Harvest Group. You can learn more about her and her group at myharvestgroup.com, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, myharvestgroup.com. And you're listening to Boomer Radio. Thank you, Lori, for being on the show.
Julie, thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
And we'll be right back with more on Freedom 95.
Boomer Radio with Julie Patterson continues right after the break. This is Boomer Radio on Freedom 95 with your host, Julie Patterson.
All right. Welcome to the show. Welcome to 2019. We made it through the holidays, right?
You bet.
Yeah, we did. So our guest is going to be Dawn Cooper with Westport Homes. Welcome to the show, Dawn.
Thank you.
Now, we've met. We've been to the model home where you work. Are you always in Greenwood?
No, I'm actually located at our community in Avon.
Oh, the Avon. We've been there too, right? I remember I left an outfit there and I had to drive back out there again.
Yes, you did.
But unique, wonderful homes. Westport Home has been a sponsor of our show for quite some time, coming up on a year. Do you believe that, Mary Pat?
Yeah, it's hard to believe.
Which is great.
Wow.
But we do love the homes. They're built well. They're laid out well.
Well, they're designed well.
They are. They're just quality homes if anybody's looking. So let's talk a little bit about those open layouts and those spacious designs, because that's what they are. Everybody's looking for that open concept these days.
Yes, and you can really see that when you visit our model homes that are decorated. We have a variety of floor plans, and they are very open concept, very spacious, and that's one of the nice things about low-maintenance living. You don't have to compromise or give up storage or open living space, which is great.
I like the low-maintenance living. Now, part of the reason you describe it as low-maintenance, you have communities that encourage, well, they welcome 55 and older, and you don't have to do the yard work. That's where my husband would like to live, as soon as possible.
We mow grass and shovel snow, and we do currently have one community that is 55 and up.
Where is that located? Which one is that?
That one is Regency Reserve in Avon.
Okay. And what makes that unique? So you're going to have neighbors that are all kind of in a similar age bracket, right?
Right.
Or at least, and do they do any kind of social things? I mean, are there social activities associated with the neighborhoods, or is that something that people do on their own probably?
It's something you can do on your own. There are some different kinds of amenities like walking trails, and we have a nature preserve and common areas, and we have floor plans with front porches, and we have sunrooms and screen porches and patios and lots of kinds of things, you know, where people can interact together and do things together in communities like this.
So back to the floor plans. I know that with the Westport homes, some of the options are sunrooms, bonus rooms.
Yes.
And the locations of those are just so strategic and perfect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The floor plans are very well designed and well thought out, which is wonderful, you know, to really utilize, you know, the square footage available in the home.
We've talked before when we've been in your different model homes, and we've been to probably at least five different locations, about, you know, the his and hers. So, like, you know, the sunroom would be the kind of room that I would claim, where I could, you know, read a book or have my morning coffee, maybe a glass of wine in the evening. And then maybe the bonus room might be for the grandkids to play video games, or your husband to have his office, that kind of a thing.
Sure. You could man really, cave, maybe.
Man cave. And it could, yeah, it could be upstairs. One of your models has a really cool man cave upstairs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Right, Mary Pat? What's your favorite feature of the Westport home? Mary Pat?
You know what? I really...
Then I'll ask you, Dawn, so be thinking.
Okay. Well...
okay.
All of them.
Well, she caught me off guard a little bit. But oh, no, sorry. I think... you know what I love is the stereo.
Oh.
The, you have that push, you know, you can turn the music up or down right on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
And that's
about?
An option when you're building the home, correct?
Yes, that is actually an option. In my model, actually, I can control the music on my phone with an app, which is super cool.
That is cool.
So there's technology incorporated in your homes if you choose that. A lot of people are going for the smart homes, that kind of a thing. And if you want to do that, you certainly have that option with Westport Homes.
You could. It's enabled with that. And then, you know, the audio systems. And every home comes with a security system as well. So that's a nice feature, too.
What do you like? What's your favorite feature, Dawn, if you had to pick one?
I love the floor plans and the layouts and how well thought out it is. I love the quality of the construction. Mm-hmm. I just love all the different options to really customize the home to your taste. I think that's one of the nice things that Westport offers is lots and lots and lots of options to choose from.
Okay, my turn. The kitchens. Oh, my gosh. You can get either a humongous island where you can, you know, sit bar stools all the way around, cook with your grandkids, that kind of thing. Entertain. I mean, you could have a buffet on that thing. I love the options in the kitchen where you can go from either a multi-leveled kind of, I'm trying to think of what it's called. It's
a just bar, out of my,
a bar top. Yeah, you could do a bar top. You could do just island. That's what I'm looking for. The word is island. Okay. Duh, Julie, island. You know, you can have that island be large or small. And it, and like you said, quality. I mean, there's beautiful, beautiful cabinetry. There's beautiful the tops that you can choose for on. In your kitchen. I just love the kitchens and they're open concept too. Really, really nice. So
they are.
A lot of your homes are already move-in ready. Do you have some inventory available for people who might be looking for a new house?
Yes. So we have inventory homes that start out at about $199,900 and up for there. So there's really a home waiting for everyone. A lot of them are move-in ready. As soon as you can close, you can move into your new home, which is very exciting as well. And those are all throughout the city. We have communities on the south side, on the west side, and we actually have new communities coming up in 2019 as well that we will have inventory homes in, you know, later on in the year as well.
Oh, well, let's talk about those for sure. Where are the new communities that you have coming? I know, isn't there a new one in Plainfield?
Yes, we have Bridalwood Villas in Plainfield coming up. That's off Hadley Road. We have Birchwood Park Villas in Franklin Township coming up, as well as a new community in Washington Township. And these are really going to be a good mix of our lifestyle collection. So some will be paired patio homes, and then others will be freestanding detached ranch homes with, you know, of course, bonus room options as well. So,
which is always great. And people can, you know, you can go. The website's very informative, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
Westport-home.com.
Do you know, Dawn, where they're going to build in Washington Township? I'm just curious.
I really don't know yet. It's kind of hot off the press. I just know it's in Washington Township. So if you keep an eye on our website, we'll have on the website we have our communities and floor plans and just lots of great information. But when we start a new community, we have a VIP list that customers can sign up for to get the latest information of these new communities that are starting.
And we need to be on there, Julie.
Okay. Are you thinking about moving?
Well, eventually, but I mean, Washington Township's perfect, and I didn't know
you like
guys
that location.
Were,
yeah,
in town. That's great.
I feel like you've covered the gamut as far as locations go, and I know you've had at least one sell out.
Well, and they're also in Fort Wayne. I mean, they're not just Indianapolis, too.
Well, it's quality construction. It's all quality. We love them.
Thank you.
So we've talked about inventory. We've talked about spaciousness, the different designs, the open concepts. What else do we need to cover that we maybe haven't?
Just the attractiveness of the low maintenance, not have to worrying about the yard.
Yes.
You know, mowing the grass in the summer, or shoveling the snow. We've had a pretty mild winter this year so far, but there are winters that there's a lot of snow and there's a lot to deal with. So I think that's just a very attractive thing that you can just enjoy life and not have to worry about that.
It's so true. And these homes are gorgeous from the outside, from the inside. You can do a ranch if you don't want stairs, or you have the option. Heck, you can get, you know, 2-3 bedrooms, whatever you're thinking. And they've got the walk-in closets. Ooh, we haven't mentioned that yet, Mary Pat.
No.
Walk-in closets and all the bedrooms. Just lots of great options with Westport Homes.
Yes.
All right, Miss Dawn, have you been busy today at work? Just curious.
Yeah, we've had some people in, yes. So okay. Even in December, we have people come in. So.
And January and all winter months.
All throughout the year. But we do have communities all around the city, and we have new home consultants that would be happy to talk to you and just, you know, guide you through the entire process if this is something that somebody's interested in looking at low-maintenance living.
I like building homes. I've built a couple, and I think it's fun to pick everything out with the consultants, you know, and decide what goes where. Some people think that's, you know, if that's not you, well, heck, they've got some inventory, and you can just walk right in and say, yeah, this is what I want, right?
True.
So whichever way you want to peel that one out. So Dawn Cooper with Westport Homes, westport-home.com. Thanks for being on our show today.
Thank you for having me.
And we'll be right back with more on Freedom 95.
Boomer Radio with Julie Patterson continues right after the break. This is Boomer Radio with Julie Patterson on Freedom 95.
We're so glad you listened to the show today. We hope you learned something. Always do.
Yeah, me too.
Always watch Boomer TV. It's on Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. WFYI. Bright and early.
WFYI. And the magazine. Love the magazine. You can get it at area Kroger stores.
Yeah.
And on the cover, if you haven't been to Kroger, is one of our favorites. One of my favorite people to ever interview for Boomer, the Boomer Enterprises, Rafael Sanchez from WRTV6.
What a nice guy.
Super nice guy.
Yeah. Exactly.
So he's on the cover, and you're going to learn some fun facts about him.
And he's looking quite sharp. He's quite dapper on
the
cover.
He is a handsome man.
Yeah.
So he grew up in the Bronx in New York, right?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to tell you in the article, tease, tease, why he ended up in Franklin, Indiana.
Yeah. Isn't that wild?
Yeah, it is. So.
You just never know.
And he's been there at RTV for a long time now. So.
Yeah.
For quite a few years, helping people with Call 6 for Help. What else is in the magazine?
I knew you were going to ask me that.
Yeah. Recipes. There's always recipes.
Oh, there's always recipes. We've got some travel in there. We've got some housing stories. You just have to pick it up and read it.
Okay. Raphael, it has his shining, beautiful face on the cover. So pick that up. And again, we appreciate you listening to the radio show every Saturday at 4:30. We're not going anywhere.
No. Don't forget Boomer TV on Sunday. Oh, we just talked about
that.
Well, I'm having a Boomer moment.
It's okay. It's okay. So we'll be back each and every Saturday. We do have some twist in our future. So you'll have to tune in next week for the twist. There's going to be
suspense.
A little twist, a little bit of suspense. So that's a big tease. So I'm Julie Patterson, along with Mary Pat McKee. Thank you for listening. Have a great rest of your Saturday, and you're listening to Freedom 95.
Time for Life in a Nutshell with Dick Wolfsey.
Are you sitting down? My sister asked, calling from New York City. I'm 70 years old, I said. It's a pretty good bet that I'm sitting down anytime you call. Well, you need to hear this, said Linda. Our brother is about to do something a 66-year-old man seldom does at this point in his life. I called out to my wife, hey, Mary Ellen, start packing. We're going to New York for my brother's bar mitzvah. No, said Linda. It's even a little stranger than that. He's decided to get married. Okay, I said. Well, you don't seem very shocked, said Linda. I'm not shocked yet. Now let's see if you can find a wife. Actually, I was excited for my brother. He drives a cab in New York City, which can be stressful, so the thought of having someone to come home to in the evening after all these years of bachelorhood would be good for my brother. I was looking forward to the trip to New York to enjoy a few days off, but then I received this text. Dick, I would really like you to give a toast and make a speech at my wedding. The only thing I ask is that you not mention sex, politics, my drinking, my gambling, my bad temper, or any former girlfriends. Other than that, anything goes. Oh, and please make it entertaining and funny. I don't even care if you make fun of me. Oh, and by the way, my fiancée's name is Anna. She's from Peru. And that's pretty much all I know about her. Thanks, Peter. After giving it a lot of thought, here are some of the jokes I plan to tell on June 24th, pretty much ignoring the guidelines I was given. They took a long, romantic drive to the seashore, then headed for a candlelight dinner in Westchester, where he proposed. At the end of the evening, he took her home, and when they got to her driveway, he turned to her in the back seat and said, "That'll be $135. Joke number two. When I met Anna, I told Peter what a lovely woman she was, and then I said, "Funny, she doesn't look Peruish." Joke number three. Peter asked me not to mention gambling because he said that once he tied the knot, he was never going to make a wager again. "I mean, what are the odds you can keep that promise?" I asked. "Well, I'd say they're 20 to 1, said Peter. "Should I call my bookie?" Joke number four. My brother has had a contentious relationship with many women in his life. Now, there was one woman he was always arguing with. They both drank too much, yelled too much, and sometimes went weeks without speaking. And she would never cook for him. Unfortunately, that's my mother I'm talking about. Come to think of it, I don't think I should say any of this kind of stuff at the reception. I want people to remember me as the caring brother who made an appropriate and heartfelt speech. And just to be sure I sound sincere, I'm going to ask Mary Ellen to write it for me.
Life in a Nutshell is presented by Dick Wolsey. He can be seen weekends on Wish TV and is an author and humorist with columns in 40 newspapers in central Indiana and around the country. Email Dick at wolsey@aol.com or visit him on Facebook.